Paul realized that this was not the most romantic of marriage proposals, but he was delighted when Margaret beamed at him and answered, "Of course." When Paul and Margaret returned home from their walk, Paul formally asked Dr. Barry for Margaret's hand in marriage. Good wishes were conveyed all around, and a few tears were shed. It was a difficult time to be planning any new venture, and it took a lot of faith for Paul to believe that everything would go well. For the most part, things did work out. In May 1943, Paul and Margaret both graduated as doctors from the University College Medical School. A week later, on May 29th, Dr. Paul Brand and Dr. Margaret Barry were married. Paul was 28 years old and Margaret was 23. It had been 6 years since the two of them had been brought together at the work table in their first chemistry lab by virtue of their B surnames. The wedding was a modest affair, held at Emmanuel Anglican Church in Northwood. One of Margaret's father's patients donated her clothing ration for the year so that Margaret could buy fabric for a wedding dress. Paul's sister Connie, who was in missionary training herself, and Paul's cousin Nancy, wore borrowed bridesmaids' dresses, and Paul's aunts gave him his grandmother Harris's wedding ring to use during the ceremony. Paul's family showed up in force, including his uncles and aunts and numerous cousins, but his mother could not make it to the event. Evelyn was still in India, experiencing her own turmoil of war. The newlyweds enjoyed a week-long honeymoon in the Wye Valley on the border between England and Wales. Both Paul and Margaret were exhausted from their last year at medical school and found the week away.